Hello and welcome to a special edition of Pooler Podcast. As I'm sure you'll be aware, the club were granted a Premiership A licence by the WRU on Friday the 18th of December. Following the announcement, I spoke to club chief executive Ben Jeffries and began by asking him if he was at all surprised by the speed of the decision.
It was something we were prepared to wait a little bit while longer for, but of course we're delighted to have found that out today. We were just awaiting some final details from the union, but of course we were, as we announced the other day, very pleased with our application. We completed it a couple of days ago in collaboration with the Welsh Rugby Union, and we were very confident about achieving the A licence. So, very pleased it came out today, and we're of course very delighted with the outcome.
Were you very happy with the process and how it was put together?
Yeah, it's been absolutely thoroughly professional. And you can see that the Welsh Rugby Union has made every effort to ensure that everybody had the opportunity to apply should they wish to. And I think giving clubs an extra few months when the typical process had been completed by the end of August, I think that was a very positive development by the union. And of course, that is five clubs going for four spots. It means that the job very much has to be done on the field now, which it has been throughout the whole of the season. And I'd also like to take this opportunity to congratulate all of the other teams who have either retained or gained their A licence for this season. It's a great achievement to gain the A licence, and you know, from first-hand experience, we know how much work it takes. So any club who's got it deserves it, and they deserve an opportunity, and we wish them well for the rest of the season.
And how much of a boost does this now give the club ahead of the game against Swansea tomorrow?
Know that you are adhering to the standards that are expected of a championship or premiership club with aspirations to get into the premiership, but we're not getting carried away by this. It's a great achievement. We're proud of our efforts and we're proud of the position we've got the club into. But what we've done all season is take it game by game. There are no guarantees in this league. Nobody's getting ahead of themselves. Anybody can win a game on any given day in this league. And it's very important that we take it as an achievement, but put it in the box and know that tomorrow is another game. It's a very difficult match for us, and we just have to remain focused on taking it one game at a time, which I know that the rugby department and the squad and the coaching staff and the medical staff and everybody is certainly focused on. We are very, very delighted with the progress we've made on the field this season. I mean, we've lost one game so far and won many games. I mean, we won 9 in a row and beaten in 11, but that really doesn't mean anything now. It's another game tomorrow. Hopefully we get the result we would like, but it's going to be difficult. And if we do or if we don't, it's then on to the next game. We've got 12 more games, I believe, where we have to perform. We have to get the result. Nothing is guaranteed other than we currently sit third in the league and we hold an A licence. So the job is not done. We have a long way to go, but I'm very pleased with the professionalism of our whole team at Pontypool, and I have the utmost confidence that we respect everybody in this league, and but we're just going to have to take it one game at a time. So it's a great achievement, but we put that in its box and we move on to the next game, which is Swansea tomorrow.